我们弟兄姐妹大家早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
在马太福音的十三章，主耶稣讲了有关天国的比喻。
In Matthew chapter 13, Jesus talked about parables of the heavenly kingdom.
也等于预告了属灵教会会遭遇到的一些事情。
In other words, he foretold what will happen to the spiritual church.
那其中讲到一个麦子跟稗子并存的比喻。
And it talked about the coexistence between the weed and the wheat.
谈到仇敌魔鬼会在教会里头撒下稗子。
That our adversary Satan will spread weeds among the church.
来混淆真理。
To confuse the truth.
混乱教会。
To confuse the church.
我们从哥林多前书哥林多前后书，我们可以看到哥林多教会的问题正是魔鬼的工作。
If we read the books of 1st and 2nd Corinthians, we can see the work of Satan in that church.
哥林多最大的问题就是混乱。
The biggest problem that Corinthian church faces is disorder.
他们有真理上的混乱。
There is this confusion in truth.
保罗在哥林多后书的二章十七节那里讲
In 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 17, Paul said,
说我们不像许多人为利混乱神的道，乃是由于诚实，由于神，在神面前呢，凭着基督讲道。
That, for we are not like so many peddlers of God's words, but as men of sincerity, as commissioned by God, in the sight of God we speak in Christ.
那哥林多教会啊。还有这个肢体生活上的混乱就是纷争结党的问题。
And from the point of view of an organization, the Corinthian church faces division.
哥林多后书的十二章二十节那里保罗说。
In chapter 12, verse 20, Paul said.
我怕我再来的时候见你们不合我想望的，又怕有纷争、嫉妒、恼怒、结党、毁谤、谗言、狂谤、混乱的事。
For I fear that perhaps I may come and find you not what I wish, and that you may find me not what you wish, that perhaps there may be quarreling, jealousy, anger, selfishness, slander, gossip, conceit, and disorder.
那哥林多教会还有在灵界上的混乱问题。
So even in the Corinthian church, there is a confusion in the spirits.
哥林多前书的十四章。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 14.
三十二、三十三节，保罗说先知的灵原是顺服先知的。因为神不是叫人混乱，乃是叫人安静。
Verses 32 to 34, and the spirits of prophets are subject to prophets, for God is not a God of confusion, but of peace.
魔鬼知道他没有办法来消灭真理，所以他就混乱真理。
Satan knew that he cannot destroy the truth, therefore he could only confuse it.
那混乱真理是这个最好来。消灭真理的方法。
And the best way to destroy the truth is to confuse it.
所以哥林多教会，它的混乱，也可以在我们现今的教会看得见。
For the confusion and disorder in the Corinthian church exist in today's church as well.
所以小弟想说，借着灵恩会的时候，我们，再一次的来，来反省，来review 来审视我们，以及我们的教会。
Therefore, I'd like to take this opportunity to once again to review and to examine our church.
是不是有魔鬼的混乱在里头啊？
Do we have the confusion of Satan in our church?
所以让我们都能够警醒，都能够谨慎。
And let us all be alert and be watchful.
能够防备魔鬼的诡计。
Let us prevent the deeds of the Satan.
那首先我们来，一起来谈第一个，就是在这个。真理上的混乱。
Let's first talk about the confusion, the truth.
到底是恩典重要，还是律法重要
？Which is more important, the law or grace?
是靠恩典得救，还是靠律法称义
？Are we delivered by the grace of God, or are we claimed righteous by the law?
保罗在使徒行传的十三章，这个八节到十二节那边记载
In the book of Acts, chapter 13, verse 8 to verse 12, Paul said,
保罗曾经责备一个行邪术的以驴马。
Paul once rebuked a sorcerer.
说你混乱主的道还不止住吗
？An illumined magician, Paul rebuked him and says, "You have confused the truth. Stop."
魔鬼第一个要混乱的， 就是这个福音得救的正道。
The first thing that the devil do is to confuse the truth that will deliver you to salvation.
救恩最独特的地方。
The unique thing about salvation.
就是不凭借着人的行为而得救。
That you are not saved by your own deeds.
而是靠着神的恩典。
But rather through the grace of God.
罗马书第三章。
In the book of Romans chapter 3.
23节到24节。
Verse 23 and 24.
看罗马书三章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 3.
23节
Verse 23
因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺神的荣耀。 24节 如今却蒙神的恩典，因为基督耶稣的救赎，就白白的称义。那我们再来看 11章的第6节。
Let's read chapter 11, verse 6.
罗马书11章6节
Romans chapter 11 verse 6
既是出于恩典就不在乎行为，不然恩典就不是恩典了。那在这里保罗告诉我们，
Here Apostle Paul tells us
我们得救是靠着神的恩典。
We are saved by the grace of God
而不在乎人的行为。
It is not by our own works
但是魔鬼要来混乱这个正道。
But the devil wants to confuse our truth
曾经在这个加拉太教会也造成过影响。
And this has also happened in the Galatian church.
信主之前要靠恩典得救。
Before we believe in Christ, we have to rely on the grace of God to be delivered.
但是信主之后却要靠着行为行这个律法来维持。
But after we have converted to Christianity, we have to maintain our faith by our deeds.
也就是说要受割礼了。
That is to say, we must be circumcised
才能够完全得救。
In order to be fully saved
这个是魔鬼当时混乱加拉太教会的伎俩。
And this is the scheme that the devil uses to confuse the Galatian church
那今天魔鬼还是用同样的方法在神的教会当中来兴风作浪。
And the Satan is using the very same scheme to cause chaos in the church today
也就是信主之前我们是靠恩典得救的。
That before we believe or we convert to Christianity, we are saved by the grace of God.
但是信主之后我们要靠什么得救呢？
But after we have converted to Christianity, what do we do to be saved?
一般的基督教会经常会用这一点来挑战我们真教会。
And other Christian denominations will usually use this point to challenge us.
不相信小弟问大家了。
If you do not believe me, let me ask you a question.
认为我们自己得救的举手。
Do you believe that we will be saved? Please put up your hands.
认为我们能得救的举手。
If you believe that we can be saved, please put up your hands.
为什么这几个呢？
Why is it there so few?
其他的人呢？
What about everybody else?
当然啦，我们说要等到主耶稣审判台前说我们得救才是算嘛。
Others may say that we have to wait until we stand before the judgment of Christ. When he said that we are saved, then we are saved.
那我们虽然信主了，
Although we believe in the Lord,
但是我们也可能会犯罪啊。
But we may sin too.
会再离开神啊。
We may depart from God again.
所以我们不敢讲说我们一定能够得救耶。
Therefore, we cannot be certain that we can definitely be saved.
那再来，我们这样也是谦卑的表现嘛。
And next, this is also a show of our humility.
我看没有举手的，大概就是这两个原因了。
And I believe that those who did not put up your hands, it's probably because of these two reasons.
那如果你去问这个其他基督教外教会，他们是每一个都举手的。
If you ask the same question to the other Christian churches, they will definitely all of them will put up their hands.
为什么？
Why?
根据他们的教义，加尔文的这个预定论，他们是永远蒙保守的。Because
according to the Calvin's theory of predestination, they will always be saved.
也就是一次得救，永远得救了。That
you're saved once, you're saved forever.
那到底是哪个对？
Who's right?
是这个一世得救永得救对呢？还是我们教会 我们觉得说要等到主耶稣审判才对哦。
Is it a theory that once you're saved, or you have to wait until Jesus says you're saved, then you're saved?
哦，但是重点在于魔鬼要混乱我们哦，有关得救的这个依据啊。
The important point here is that the Satan is trying to confuse us regarding the proof of our salvation.
哦，如果一次得救，永远得救。
If you're saved once and you're saved forever.
哦，是靠信心不。不看行为的。
It is based on your faith, not on your deeds.
哦，那就会像外教会的基督徒啊，挂个名字而已了。
Then you'll be like the members of other Christian denominations. You're a Christian by name only.
反正都能得救嘛，哦，不是靠行为，跟行为没有关系啊。
So regardless of what you do, you are always saved.
哦，那抽烟喝酒啊，做坏事啊，哦，跟以前一样。都没关系嘛，反正不是靠行为嘛。
So it is permissible for you to smoke and drink and do all sorts of bad things because you are not saved by your deeds.
哦，那刚好中了魔鬼的诡计。
If you believe this, then you have fallen into the scheme of the devil.
哦，那我们的说法。
This is what we believe.
哦，我们哦，受洗之后哦，我们还是要行道哦。
And after we have baptized into the Lord, we must still practice His words.
哦，要做圣工，传福音。
We must do holy work, preach the gospel.
哦，这样我们才能得救。
In order to be saved.
哦，那魔鬼就会来混乱我们。
If that's when Satan comes to confuse us.
哦，那你们是靠行为得救吗？哦。
Since you are saved by your deeds.
哦，信主前是要靠恩典，但信主后却走回要靠行为。
Before you believe in the Lord, it is based on the grace of the Lord, you are saved. But after you have converted to Christianity, it is based on your deeds.
哦，那圣经明明说要靠信心哦，靠恩典，不是靠人的行为啊。
But the Bible says that it is based on your faith and the grace.
哦，所以你们真耶稣教传异端了。
So you treat this church, you're practicing heresy.
哦，赶快离开这个教会啊。
Leave this church at once.
这个违背圣经啊。
Because you have gone against the truth in the Bible.
不知情的人就被骗了，中魔鬼的计了。
Those who are not firm in their faith, they would have fallen into this trap of Satan and would have left the church.
魔鬼要来混淆我们的得救的正道。
So Satan is here to confuse our truth of salvation.
哦，不是摆向于这个一般。基督教那个一次得救永远得救，为非作歹没有关系。
And he is not supporting the theory that once you're saved forever.
不然就是摆向这个苦修主义去了，要靠行为了。
Nor is he supporting the theory that you have to enlighten yourself.
信仰失去喜乐变成重担。
That your faith is actually a burden. You should lose all sorts of joy in your life.
这个就是魔鬼要混淆这个得救正道的方法。
This is the way that Satan used to confuse the truth of salvation.
那到底得救是怎么一回事？
So what is salvation all about?
我们的十大信条第九条讲得非常清楚。
That what the ninth article of our tenth articles of faith states it very clearly.
我们那个英文赞美诗的后面有十大信条哦。
We have the tenth articles of faith at the back of our English hymnals.
第九条就是信。得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
That you believe that your salvation is through the grace and your faith.
但必须依靠圣灵，追求圣洁，实践敬神爱人的教训。
But you must rely on the Holy Spirit to guide you on the right path and to be holy.
得救是本乎神的恩典，因着人的相信。
That salvation comes through the grace of God based on your faith in Him.
我们才能得着这个救恩。
You believe in God, you will be saved.
这个是称义而已哦。
This is only to be claimed righteous.
但是我们还要追求成圣啊。
But we must pursue for holiness.
就好像这个施洗约翰责备当时的这些犹太同胞们。
Likened to John the Baptist, he rebuked his Jewish fellow men.
马太福音三章八节。
In Matthew chapter 3 verse 8.
你们要结出果子来，与悔改的心相称。
That you must bear fruits to be worthy of your deeds.
今天我们信主要改变。
Today as Christians we must change.
要遵守神的教训，要行神的道。
We must follow the teachings of God and practice them.
只不过是结出果子哦。
And we must bear fruits.
是要跟我们所蒙的恩来速配哦，来相称哦。
And the fruits must be suitable or fit that our grace.
而不是来换取，不是来替代神的恩呢。
The fruits should not replace the grace of God.
举个例子啊。
For example.
这个乞丐王子的故事，我们都。 看过了哈。
You have probably read the book The Prince and the Pauper.
哦，这个王子跟乞丐交换的身份。
The prince switched his identity with a pauper.
哦，他就必须要过乞丐生活嘛。
He must live the life of a pauper.
穿破衣，拿破碗，到处乞讨啊。
Dress in the pauper's clothes, and living the life of a pauper.
哦，但是后来他回来了。
But when he returned back to his own identity, he received his throneship.
他还能不能继续穿破衣，拿破碗，到处乞讨？
Can he still go back and wear his pauper's clothes and go around begging?
当然不行啊。
Of course not.
哦，他我们信主之前。
Before we believe in Christ.
哦，我们呢是卖给罪啊，我们是罪的奴仆。
We are the slaves to sin.
我们穿破衣拿破碗。
We are wearing a beggar's clothes and wearing and using a beggar's tools.
哦，我们信主之后。
But after we believe in Christ.
我们成为神儿女、王子、公主的身份。
We have become the children of God. We have the identity of a prince and princess.
我们就要有王子、公主当有的表现。
We must show our identity through our deeds.
哦，这个就是与所蒙的恩，我们的身份呢、啊、要配合。
That is to be fitting of our status.
哦，所以得救是怎么一回事？
So what is salvation all about?
哦，得救是靠神的恩，人的信来称义。
That salvation is to rely on the grace of God, and with your faith in Him, you shall be claimed righteous.
哦，但不代表我们已经成圣完全了。
But does not mean that you are complete and you are holy.
主耶稣要我们完全像天父一样。
Lord Jesus wants us to be completely like our Father in heaven.
所以我们要借着行道，哦，来追求成圣完全。
Therefore, through practicing the truth, we pursue to be holy.
跟我们得救的恩来相称。
To be fitting of our grace.
哦，这个是最完整的圣经里头的得救观哦。
This is the perfect view of salvation.
哦，所以我们不要被魔鬼混乱得救正道啊所误导了。
Therefore, do not be confused by Satan's scheme.
哦，变成。像外教会一次得救永远得救、行为没有关系、每次做错事情只要悔改就好。
And do not fall into the trap that once you are saved, you are saved forever. Therefore, it doesn't matter what you do, you will always be saved.
哦，把耶稣又重钉十字架。
Because you would have crucified Christ the second time.
但你不会摆到另外一个极端呐。
And you should not sway yourself to one end of heresy.
哦，变成苦修主义啊。
And believe in working hard and discarding all joys in life.
失去信仰的喜乐。
And no longer believe in the joys of your faith.
这是魔鬼混淆正道的第一个方法。
This would be the first thing that Satan would do to confuse you.
那在这个真理上还有一点，魔鬼也是经常混淆的。
And there's another point in the truth that Satan often uses to confuse us.
就是自由跟跟这个真理上面条规的自由跟这个规矩之间的混乱。
Like the confusion between freedom and rules.
刚刚我们谈到说我们是靠恩典得救，不是靠行为。
Just now we mentioned that we are saved by the grace of God.
行为只不过是我们跟我们的所蒙的恩来配合。
Our deeds is only to fit the grace that we have received from God.
换句话说，无论是信主前、信主后。
In other words, regardless of whether it's before you believe in Christ or after,
我们都是靠着神的恩典来保守。
That we have relied on the grace of God to protect us.
但这并不意味着我们就可以任意妄为来惹神愤怒。
But it does not mean that you can do all sorts of things to arouse the anger of God.
尤其在这个崇尚自由的时代当中。
Especially in today's society where we treasure our freedom.
很多人不知不觉的就把这个个人这个的自由就带入到这个信仰里头。
And a lot of people would bring the idea of their individual freedom into their religion.
其实圣经的自由跟世上的世人世俗人所认为的自由差别非常的大。
There is a wide gap between the biblical freedom and the freedom of the world that we believe in.
世人们所认为的自由是以自我为中心的自由。
The freedom of this world is based on the idea of individuals.
哦，自己喜欢怎么样就怎么样。
As long as we're happy, we can do whatever we want.
哦，只要我喜欢，有什么不可以啊？
As long as I'm happy, what's the harm?
哦，这种自由在神的眼中看来不是自由啊。
This is not freedom in the eyes of God.
而是在私欲控制之下的辖制。
But rather, you are being controlled by your desires.
是做人肉体的奴仆。
That you are a slave to your flesh.
但是主耶稣所说的自由
，But the freedom that our Lord Jesus talked about，
哦，是真自由
，is our true freedom，
哦，是天父的独生儿子，哦，主耶稣啊，啊，叫人从罪中得释放的真自由
，It is the true freedom that the only Son of God Jesus Christ has delivered man from the bounds of sin。
我们对罪，我们可以向他说不。
We can say no to sins.
我们有所为有所不为的真自由。
There's a freedom that there are things we can do and there are things that we cannot do.
就是在真理的规范之下。
As long as within the boundaries of the truth.
而不是在人的这个情欲任意而行之下。
And it's not within the bonds of our desires.
再来什么是真理
？Next, what is the truth?
简单说就是神的话语。
Simply put, the words of God.
就是圣经的教训。
Which is the teachings of the Bible.
那真理是绝对的。
The truth is absolute.
神的话也是绝对的。
And the words of God are absolute.
圣经的教导也是绝对的。
As are the teachings of the Bible.
是以神的旨意为中心的。
It is based on the will of God.
不是以人的自我为中心的。
It's not based on humans' individualism.
是用来约束人的私欲的。
It is used to restrict your desires.
把人规范在真理里头的。
To encircle you within the boundaries of truth.
来享受自由。
To enjoy its freedom.
不是人放纵这个情欲。
It's not for you to indulge in your desires.
任凭情欲的支配的那种自由。
To let your desires take you wherever it wants.
那种是自以为有自由，其实是不自由的。
That would be a self-proclaimed freedom. It's not actual freedom.
所以今天魔鬼的诡计之一。
Therefore, one of the schemes of the devil.
就是要让人不按照圣经的真理约束跟规范。
Is that to allow others not to be bound by the rules and regulations of the truth?
来享受神所赐的真自由。
And to prevent you from enjoying the true freedom of God.
还是要照着世人们那种以自我为中心，在情欲的支配下自以为的自由。
Rather to guide men to live under the desires of men.
那魔鬼用什么方法？让人进入到这样的混乱里头。
So what method did the Satan use to make men enter into such a state?
当然，第一个就是让人不明白什么是真理的。
First is to confuse men regarding what is freedom.
就是让人不肯花功夫啊，好好的来研读圣经。
That is to make sure the men do not spend time studying the Bible carefully.
随随便便的按照人间的哲学。按照个人的私意来解释圣经。
That men would interpret the Bible based on philosophical ideas of the world and also based on their own desires.
让信徒们表面上好像忠于圣经。
On the surface, it seems that we are faithful to the Bible.
实际上却已经违背了圣经的真理了。
But in fact, we have already gone against the truth.
当日这个法利赛人他们的教导就是这样子。
That was the teachings of the Pharisees in the days of Jesus.
所以主耶稣说说你们要胜过文士跟法利赛人的义才能够进天国。
Therefore, Jesus says that you must surpass righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees to enter into the kingdom.
主耶稣举了很多的例子。
And our Lord Jesus gave many examples.
比如说其中一个就是以牙还牙，以眼还眼。
One of them is an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth.
那法利赛人教导当时的这个百姓以牙还牙，以眼还眼，就是我们可以拿来报仇的一个根据了。
The Pharisees use the idea of an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth as a support for seeking revenge.
但是主耶稣说不是这样啊。
But our Lord Jesus says this is not the case.
反而要为逼迫你的祷告。
On the other hand, you should pray for your persecutors.
要爱你的仇敌。
You should love your enemies.
那到底是怎么一回事
？So what is this all about？
神当时设立以牙还牙、以眼还眼的目的不是要拿来让人做报仇的依据的。
The reason for setting up the idea of an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth is not to seek revenge.
反而是反过来来限制人报仇的程度了。
On the other hand, it is actually a way to restrict people from seeking revenge.
在还没有这一条律法之前,
before this law was being put in place,
你打掉我一颗牙,
if you hit me and I lose a tooth,
我打下你一个眼,
then I will hit you in the eye and make sure you lose an eye.
你打下我一颗眼,
if you hit me and I lose an eye,
我杀掉你全家,
then I will kill your entire family.
所以才会有这一条以牙还牙、以眼还眼的律法。
And that is why the law of an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth was established.
限制人过度的报仇。
To restrict people from overseeking revenge.
当你被打掉一颗牙, 你顶多只能
If somebody hits you and you lose a tooth, the most you can do is to hit the person back and make sure he loses a tooth as well.
那当人打下你一颗眼, 你最多也只能打下人家一颗眼。
And if somebody hits you and you lose an eye, the most you can do is to hit the other person back and he loses an eye as well.
你不能够报仇过度。
You cannot seeking revenge too much.
这是神当时设立这一条律法的原意。
And that is the reason for God setting up this law.
但是法利赛人他依照人的私意，人间的遗传哲学来做解释。
But based on the philosophical ideas of the world, the Pharisees and the scribes interpret this law differently.
你看跟神当时的原意差了多少。
There is a wide difference between the original intent of the law.
今天魔鬼同样用这种诡计来混乱我们。
And today Satan uses the very same scheme to confuse us.
让我们用私意来解释神的话。
That we interpret the words of God based on our own desires.
有人这么说了。
Someone once said,
平常圣经都不熟, 吵架时候用圣经骂人都很熟啊。
That on usual days, we're not familiar with the Bible, but when we start having arguments, we are very familiar with the Bible.
这个就是魔鬼诡计哦。
Because that is the very scheme of the devil.
那魔鬼啊, 让把我们陷入到这样的一个陷阱里头哦。除了哦, 就是误导我们啊, 对圣经的这个了解。
And Satan has trapped us with his schemes because he wanted us to be confused.
那第二个,
Secondly,
就是让我们不肯遵照圣经的真理。
That he allowed us, or he made us not to follow the truth of the Bible.
让神的话, 只不过是一本写在书上的标准而已。
That the words of God are only standards written in a book.
而不是在生活上的标准。
It is not standards that we can use in our life.
其实啊，有许多的混乱。
And there are many confusions.
都是因为我们不愿意遵从真理。
There are many confusions that rose that come about because we refuse to follow the truth.
我们为我们自己找借口的。
We are looking for excuses.
才会发生混乱。
And that is why there are confusions.
人如果一旦有了私心。
If we humans we are selfish,
通常立场就很不坚固了。
Then very often our principle is not firm.
就很容易给魔鬼有机可乘。
And we have left a foothold for Satan.
把我们陷到混乱里头。
And he has thrown us into his confusion.
所以经常我们看到就是因人设事，因人废事。
That we see that there are a lot of things that were done because of men's desires, and a lot of things that were undone because of men's desires.
这个就是不愿意遵从真理。
This is because we refuse to follow the truth.
那另外附带一提的。
And next, another point that we want to raise.
世上的人常常会用民主的方法来约束个人的自由。
That the people of this world will use the idea of democracy to restrict the freedoms of others.
也就是用多数人的意见为标准。
That is to use the views of the majority as a standard.
多数人呢。 就成了解决事情的方法跟标准了。
Therefore, the rule of majority became a way to solve problems.
但是这种方法跟标准，那仍然不是绝对的可靠。
But this using the standard of majority is not reliable.
尤其是神的真理是不在乎人多人少的。
Especially the truth of God does not depend on the number of people.
若是单以这个多数来处理事情的话。
If we resolve a problem based on the rule of majority,
来判断真理的话,
and if we use the rule of majority to decide, to judge, or whether, to discern the truth,
却不管手段怎么样, 居心怎么样。
And we overlooked the desires of men.
哦，只要能够争取到多数人的同意，就是对的。
And as long as the majority agrees, then this is right.
哦，那就会重蹈啊，哦，那个当时哦，百姓们出埃及的时候，那个报恶信息那个四个探子，哦，还有这个比拉多啊。被群众的声音所胜的遗憾。
Then we would have gone back to the days when 10 of the 12 spies came back from Canaan and said the land was bad, and also the days when Pontius Pilate was urged by the congregation to crucify Jesus.
今天这样的混乱啊，也正存在我们教会里面。
And this sort of confusion exists in our church today.
所以为什么哥林多教会他们会激滚行动哦？啊，这个。纷争结党，就是大家，看谁站谁那一边，谁的人多啊。
Why is there division in the Corinthian church? Is because these people have divided themselves into groups, and whoever has the majority wins.
人多就有权，有权就有势。
Because if you have the majority of people standing on your side, you have the rule and the right and the authority.
就能够动用一切的行政资源来打压对方。
And you have the right to use all sorts of authority given unto you to crush your opponent.
这个是世界世俗人的方法。
This is actually the way of the people of the world.
不是圣经的教导。
It is not a teaching of the Bible.
保罗在罗马书十二章十七节说。
In Romans chapter 12 verse 17, Paul said,
众人以为美的事啊，要留心去做。
That whatever that other people say is good, we must pay special attention.
在神的家中啊，不单啊，只是用民主来做标准。
In the house of God, we all not only use the rule of majority.
而是要用神的话。
We should, sorry, in the house of God, we should not use the rule of majority, but rather we should use the words of God as a standard.
来做我们行事的标准。
It is to use the words of God as a standard in our administrative affairs.
绝对不要落入到用人权反神权。
We must not use the right of man to go against the right of God.
借着自由来混乱真理。
And through the idea of democracy that we confuse the truth.
那怎么样做一个能够明辨是非，不被这个时代潮流混乱摇动的真信徒。
So how do we become a believer or a member of a church who can discern the truth and not be brought by the tides of the world?
第一个，我们就必须要与我们的主耶稣基督的生命上有份。
First thing, you must have a part in the life of Christ.
一个还没有重生的人。
A person who has not been reborn.
在生命上基本上还是跟神做对头的。
In fact, you are still an enemy of Christ.
还没有在基督的生命上连结的。
You have not been connected or joined to the life of Christ.
尤其当还没有得到真理圣灵的时候。
Especially when you have not received the Holy Spirit.
很难去判断那个灵界的事情。
It is very hard for you to discern the spiritual realm.
因为圣灵洞察万事。
Because the Holy Spirit can see through all things.
所以什么是神，什么是鬼，什么是属灵，什么是属肉。
What is God? What's the devil? What is this of this world and what is of the spirit?
什么是圣经的真理。
What is the biblical truth?
什么是人间的哲学遗传。
What are the philosophical ideas of world?
什么是出于神的旨意。
What is the will of God?
是出于表象还是真相。
It is the truth or is it the other side of truth?
一个还没有跟耶稣基督的生命有连结有份的人是很难辨别出来的。
For a person who is not connected to the life of Christ, it is very hard for him to discern these.
所以我们要得着圣灵连结与主耶稣的这个生命上。
Therefore, we must receive the Holy Spirit to be joined to the life of Christ.
这是我们第一个先决条件。
This is our first criteria.
那第二个
Second,
要明白圣经。
To understand the Bible.
明白圣经才能根据圣经来判断是非。
You must if you understand the Bible, then you are able to discern right from wrong.
才不容易会被误导。
And you will not be you will not be confused.
而要明白圣经就必须要认真的去研读学习。
If you must understand the Bible, you need to study and research.
绝对不是说光一个安息日才翻翻圣经就能够办得到的。
Do not think that just coming to the church on the Sabbath and flip through the Bible at that time is sufficient.
很多这个外教会的信徒信主二三十年了， 圣经哈，你跟他讲说哥林多前书、以赛亚书，他还翻不到，还要他去找目录哎。
Many Christians of other denominations, and they may have been believers of Christ for more than 20 or 30 years, but if you tell them of a certain verse, it takes them quite some time to flip to that verse, or sometimes they even have to use the index.
哦，你如果跟他谈到啊，哦，他动不动就说我们牧师说，我们牧师说，哦，哪个什么长老说，哦，哪个布道家怎么说，很少会讲圣经怎么说，因为他们根本没有读不熟啊。
And if you speak to them about the truth, they will say that our pastor say this, our elder say that, our evangelist say this. They will not say the Bible say this.
但是我们想想看我们自己啊。
But let's think about ourselves.
圣经熟吗？
Are we familiar with the Bible?
信主几年了？
How many years have you believed in Christ?
我们圣经有没有通读过？
Have you finished reading the Bible?
我们喜欢读吗？
Do you like reading the Bible?
我们经常读吗？
Do you read the Bible often?
哦，我们要明白圣经，就必须要下功夫啊。
To understand the Bible, you must spend time.
哦，再来。
Next.
凡事要讨神的喜悦。
In everything that you do, seek to please God.
哦，啊，我们必须要经常啊，存心啊，专一的寻求神的喜悦。
We must often seek to please our Lord.
哦，没有自我。
There is no us in it.
这样才能够明辨是非啊。
Then you'll be able to discern right from wrong.
就如同刚刚我们所说的，许多的混乱啊。都是因为我们自己不愿意遵从真理。
And earlier we mentioned that a lot of confusion comes from we are not willing to discern truth.
为我们自己找借口。
And we are seeking excuses for ourselves.
找台阶。
We're trying to find an excuse.
来发生的了。
And these all brought about confusion.
我们说人一旦有了私心，就会给魔鬼啊留的机会。
We often say that once you have become selfish, you have left a foothold for the devil.
圣经，神只颁布了十诫。
In the Bible, God only gave the Ten Commandments.
如果我们单纯遵守，什么事都没有。
If you believe the Ten Commandments simply, nothing will happen to you.
如果你不愿意遵守，
If you're not willing to obey the Ten Commandments,
就会衍生很多出来了。
Then you will have more than Ten Commandments to follow.
我们经常在处理这些实际上的事情哦。
When you're managing and handling things.
比如说这个嫁娶外邦的问题。
For example, the question of marrying non-church members.
衍生出来就是侍奉的这个条件。
And issues that came up from it is the right to serve.
如果我们愿意很单纯就遵守了。
If you are simple-minded and you follow the teachings.
后面那一些有什么能不能在会堂结婚啊？什么可以，什么不可以啊？什么人能够服侍，什么能不可以服侍？哪种情况就没有这些的。
Then you won't face the issues of whether you can marry in a church, whether you can serve the Lord, this and that.
当然还有很多其他的了。
Of course, there are many other issues as well.
所以如果一个人一心只求神的喜悦，
If a person only seeks to please God,
愿意完全的为主而活，
Willing to live only for God,
那神向他显现所当选择的道路就很明显。
Then God will reveal to him the path that the person must walk on. It will be very clear.
因为凡是敬畏神的，必得着智慧。
Because for those who fear the Lord, they shall have wisdom.
就能够知道要怎么样按着正道来行事了。
And they will know that how they should handle things based on the truth.
这个是第一个魔鬼在这个真道上的。在教会里头的混乱。
And therefore, this is the first confusion brought about by Satan.
混乱我们对得救的看法。
To confuse our view of salvation.
要让我们摆到像外教会那种挂名的或者是摆到另外一个极端苦修的。
To swing us to one side where we are only Christian by name, or to swing us to the other side where we have no joy in our faith.
那另外一个就是要让我们误用自由。
And next is to abuse freedom.
不受圣经神话语的约束。
That we are not restricted by the words of the Bible.
这个是魔鬼在当今教会在真道上的一个混乱。
This is a confusion brought about by Satan in today's church.
那哥林多教会除了这个真道上那再来在肢体生活也有混乱因为他们纷争结党。
There are also confusion in the organization within the Corinthian church.
那谈到这一方面的事情，我们就要来谈一谈，到底是疑文还是心灵哪个重要？条规啦，那个 罗马书二章二十九节。
In Romans chapter 2 verse 29.
好，说唯有里面做的才是真犹太人，真割礼也是心里的，在乎灵不在乎仪文。这人的称赞不是从人来的，乃是从神来的。
He is a Jew who is one inwardly, and real circumcision is a matter of the heart, spiritual and not literal. His praise is not from men, but from God.
那罗马书的七章六节也说啊，我们服事主要按着心灵的新样，不按着仪文的旧样。
In Romans chapter 7, verse 6, it says, But now we are discharged from the law, dead to that which held us captive, so that we are served not under the old written code, but in the new life of the Spirit.
对今天的我们来说，什么是仪文？
So today, what is the old written code?
就是教会的规章细则。
It's the rules and the regulations of the church.
那宗教上的这些仪文条规啊，并不是完全没有作用。
The codes of our religion is not exactly useless.
就好像，罗马书七章第七节，那里所说的律法，律法是叫人知罪的。
For example, in the book of Romans, chapter 7, verse 7, it talks about the law, and the purpose of the law is so that we know we have sinned.
所以同样的，教会的规章细则，信徒生活须知，这个都是来教导我们，怎么样过一个基督徒的生活。
The rules and regulations of the church and the handbook of daily living are all guides to teach us how we should live our life.
怎么样来服侍神才能蒙神悦纳。
It also teaches us how we should serve our Lord to please Him.
但是啊，如果过分的重视，
But if we rely too much on these written words,
那又会落入到魔鬼的诡计里头的了。
Then we would again fall into the trap of Satan.
那会导致什么样的后果？
So what would be the consequence?
第一个，
First,
会认为啊，我已经遵守的这些教会的这些规条仪文呐。
That I have already obeyed the rules and regulations of the church.
那在心理上就会轻忽那个内在心灵的实际。
Then inwardly you would have overlooked the spiritual side of it.
我们还记得路加福音的十一章那边耶稣讲的一个比喻法利赛人跟税吏上圣殿祷告。
In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 11, Jesus gave a parable about the prayer of a Pharisee and a tax collector.
那个法利赛人就是他认为他遵守的这些仪文规条啊。
The Pharisee felt that he has completely obeyed the written code of the religion.
就自得意满了。
So he was self-righteous and he was happy.
甚至还论断审判别人啊。
And he even seek judgment on others.
却不知道在神的眼中啊，他还不如那个税吏啊。
Unknowingly, he did not realize that he was even worse than the tax collector in the eyes of God.
今天魔鬼也会混乱我们教会啊。
And today, the devil will confuse our church.
让我们信徒啊认为我们参加的教会的活动聚会我们有的奉献，有的服事。我们就等于内在信仰的实际了。
That the devil confuses us by making us think that we have taken part in the holy work of the church, we have attended all services, and therefore we have already fulfilled our requirements as a member of the church.
把信仰啊跟外在的活动这个画上等号。
That we have put our religion equal to the all the activities that we have participated in.
尤其这个。工人啊
especially as workers of God.
很容易会有这样的盲点。
They will often oversee this point.
像我们当传道，到处飞来飞去哈。
For example, as preachers, we fly a lot.
好像信仰很好。
It looks as if that we have good faith.
有一个同工这么讲。
There was one coworker who said to me,
不要把我们的信仰跟我们强在传道在讲台上。讲道的信息的内容画等号哦。
Do not put us the workers of God equivalent to the messages that the preacher delivers on a pulpit.
因为那个不是我们信仰的实际。
Because that does not reflect the true state of our faith.
所以我们如果不小心，我们就会落入到这样的一个盲点。
So if you're not careful, you will fall into this trap.
我所有的这个讲习啊 TS 啊我都参加了。
That I have attended all of the theological seminars.
那个不等于你信仰的实际哦。
By attending all these seminars does not equivalent to you having good faith.
什么是信仰的实际？
What is the reality of your faith?
在于我们面对试探的时候，我们能够超越胜过。
The reality of your faith is when you are faced with a temptation, you can overcome it.
哦，那这个我们要注意啊。
So something that we should take note.
哦，那再来就是，哎，啊，魔鬼哈，让我们呢，啊，误导我们哈，认为说我们只遵我们遵守的这些条规仪文呢。
The devil confuses us by making us think that if we have followed all these written codes,
哦，就等于啊遵守神的教训了。
Then it would mean that we have kept the teachings of the Lord.
真正要遵守主的教训哦，实际上哦，啊，比单单的遵守教会的规定简单哦，不哦，来的困难太多了哈。遵守教会的这些仪文条规啊，哦，比较容易的。
It is easier for us to keep the rules and regulations of the church.
哦，就像主耶稣啊，所讲的哈。法利赛人说啊，不可犯奸淫。
Like what Jesus said, the Pharisee says, do not commit adultery.
不可以杀人。
Do not commit murder.
比较容易了。
It's easy to keep.
但是主耶稣说的，看见妇女啊，动一念就犯奸淫了。凡是啊，骂人的就是杀人了，恨人的就等于杀人了。那这个就更难了。
But Jesus said that if you look at a woman and you have evil thoughts, then you have committed adultery. And if you hate your brothers and you have murdered him, these are harder to keep.
所以很多人啊，很自然就偏向单单遵守这些仪文条规，就自满自足了。
Therefore, many people are content just by keeping all these written rules and regulations.
却不愿意啊，实事求是。
But they are not willing to pursue the harder things to keep.
就像当时耶稣所责备那些法利赛人一样哦。
As in the days when Jesus rebuked the Pharisees.
单单遵守那个条规跟仪文。
You only keep the laws of Moses.
为了维护安息日的神圣。
To maintain the holiness of the Sabbath.
而完全忽略了自己存心设诡计要陷害耶稣的那个恶念。
You have overlooked your evil desire.To crucify Jesus.
安息日设诡计，要窥探耶稣是不是干犯。
That on the Sabbath day you have set up a trap to trap Jesus to see whether he would have offended Sabbath.
宁可能在安息日不得医治。
You rather have a people suffering from illnesses on a Sabbath day.
心中那种啊，那种残忍，那种没有爱心，那种嫉妒啊，却都看不到哦。
You cannot see the evil in you.
只看到说我要维护安息日的神圣。
All you could see is that you have to maintain the holiness of the Sabbath day.
今天我们也会落入那这样的一个盲点里头啊。
Today we would also fall into this trap.
根据条规你是该死的。
According to the rule, you should be put to death.
你传异端。
Because you are delivering heresy.
所以啊，我来啊，找一群人来反对你。
So I need to look for supporters who would support me to contradict you.
找一群人呐，来让你难堪。
That I need to get a crowd together, to shame you.
有句话这样说的啊。
There was a saying that goes.
说人不讲理呀。固然是个缺点哦。
And it is a fault of a human that we are unreasonable.
但是凡事啊，如果只知道讲理啊，又会陷入到个盲点了。
But you would have fallen into a trap if all you talk about is to be reasonable.
在实际品德上、灵命上的操练。
In our actual practice of living in the law of God.
在神话语上的追求。
And pursuing for the word of God,
是要付出代价的。
We need to pay a price.
不要啊，在我们当尽的本分上敷衍，搪塞。
Do not casually treat this kind of things.
但是对别人哦，一点点的过失啊，哇，却显得是大公无私啊，是嫉恶如仇啊。
Do not give yourself excuses, but when it comes to others, that you see them as your enemy.
耶稣说啊，为什么你们只看到人家眼中这个有刺啊，看不见自己眼里头有梁木啊？
Jesus says that you are able to see the thorn in your brother's eyes, but you do not see the plank in your own eye.
所以这些都是因为没有分辨这个疑文跟心灵的实际而产生的混乱。
This is because you do not discern between the written rules and regulations and the spiritual rules and regulations.
其实法律不外乎人情。
In fact, there are, the law is not absolute.
安息日是为人设立的，人不是为安息日设立的。
The Sabbath day is instituted for men. Men was not instituted for the Sabbath.
民数记的九章啊。
In Numbers chapter 9,
那边记载哈，这个以色列人要守逾越节。
It states that the Jews must observe the feast of the Passover.
在这个一月二十四号。
On January 24th.
但是啊，也有一个例外。
But there is an exception.
就是二月十四号。
On February 14th.
因为有些人在这个一月十四号的逾越节的时候，遇到一些没办法控制的意外。
If there are some accidents that unforeseen accidents that happened on January 24th,
以至于被列为不洁净的。
That as a result you're considered unclean.
比如说刚好家里有人去世，或者是家里有人出生了。
Or for example, if somebody died in your household, or somebody was, or a new baby was born in your household.
而沾染了这些成为不洁净不能够过逾越节。
And because you have touched these things, you are considered unclean, and therefore you cannot observe the Passover.
或者是一些在远方的人赶不回来守节。
Or perhaps you are away from your house or from your home, and you are unable to return home in time to observe this festival.
他们向摩西请示该怎么办。
They asked the people, asked Moses, what could they do?
结果神告诉摩西这些人在二月十四日不守逾越节。
God said to Moses that these people can reobserve the Sabbath on February the 14th.
旧约是律法时代。
The Old Testament is the time of law.
竟然也有这样的这个例外哦。
And there are exceptions to the law.
可见神是要人来纪念他的恩典。
And as a result, you can see that God wants us to remember His grace.
而设立的、颁布的这些条规、这些仪文是来教导人怎么样达到神的旨意。它只不过是工具。
And the rules and the commandments that were given by God is a means for the people to achieve what God wanted them to do.
绝对不能拿来取代人心灵信仰的实际。
That it cannot be used to replace the actual faith of the members.
这个也是魔鬼会误导我们的。
And this is one point that Satan would confuse us.
让我们太过分过度的只重视那些条规规章细则等等。
This, the devil wants us to emphasize on the written codes of our religion.
但是，还有反过来
On the other hand,
那完全不重视。
Complete disregard for them.
也会有另外一个这个混乱。
Would also cause a confusion.
爱心跟纵容的混乱。
The confusion between love and overloving.
我们留到下一节再来分享。
We'll talk about this in the next session.
默祷之后，我们休息十分钟。
We'll take a 10-minute break after a solemn prayer.
同心默祷。
Let's pray together.
阿门。